I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I know I sound like an old man saying back in my day, but I don't remember doing stuff this stupid. The dumbest challenge I remember doing, and I don't even remember how it went, it had to do with an eraser. We did something or something with our knuckles. Maybe we flicked quarters and played a game. But kids are doing the stupidest, dumbest challenges, like the equivalent of the Tide Pod. Have you heard about the newest challenge that has a 12-year-old girl from Michigan in the hospital?
No.
It is called the Fire Challenge. Any idea, Alex, how the Fire Challenge goes down?
Joseph started the fire.
It was always burning since the world was turning.
No, I don't know what the fire challenge is.
The challenge involves people pouring flammable liquid. Let me repeat. Flammable liquid so it catches on fire on their body. And then, hey, let's set myself on fire.
You know what? I don't know. Do you blame the kid or do you blame these stupid parents?
Both. Both, because I don't know.
Who isn't talking to your kids about this kind of stuff?
You're 12 years old. I'm sorry. Like, I know you're still a child, but you're kind of an adult to me. Like, I know you're going to say, Joe, you're dumb. Maybe that's true. But I knew at 12 years old not to light myself on fire because it would be a burning problem with my skin.
This is why I don't want my kid. My kids are not going to have cell phones till they're way older, which I know is now not the norm. It was for me when I was growing up, but now it's younger and younger have phones. But I seriously do not want my kids having phones until they're, like, entering high school. Maybe at the end of eighth grade, and then they can maybe get some social media, but I'm having all the passwords and I'm monitoring all of it.
I don't think, Alex, even if you do that, you still can't protect your kids from seeing everything. You just have to guard them and raise them right so they won't be that dumb to do what their friends or other people are doing. The girl suffered second and third degree burns to 49% of her body.
That poor girl.
The girl's mom and her fiance were actually, I guess, at home, were able to extinguish the flames with a fire extinguisher, and they rushed her to the hospital. She will likely be in the hospital for several months and we'll need tons more surgery.
They should do a psychiatric test.
On
her. I'm not saying she's crazy and she is psycho, but what goes through your mind to think that throwing flammable liquids and lighting yourself on fire would be okay? Like, I would think that at 12 years old, you would have enough intelligence to know that that's not okay.
I think it's just
not right.
I agree with you. I think it's the disease and the sickness of being addicted to the views and the followers.
It could
exactly
be.
Now, but that's still not healthy.
How old were you, Liv, when you did the pass out challenge where you were able to be choked out? How old were you?
I want to say I was probably 8.
Okay, so a little bit younger than this girl, but that's like where you
4 years younger than this girl.
Yeah.
And also, I think that, I mean, that challenge was very stupid. I was an idiot. Yes.
I was babysitting other kids at 12. I was babysitting.
Yeah, I was
in my neighborhood.
I was babysitting other kids on my street at 12.
Yeah, exactly. It would be on the street, the house very next door. My parents were always home, so if I needed help or something, they were right there.
Exactly.
So I wasn't totally, like, on my own, but I mean, still responsible for other human beings.
Yeah, these kids, I don't think they realize either. They see it on YouTube or different places, and they're like, oh, well, they don't realize a lot of these times that they're set up a certain way. They're not thinking. They're dumb.
We're going around and banning all these social media accounts just because you disagree with their views. How about banning the social media accounts that are promoting dumb challenges like this that are dangerous and can kill people?
Yeah,
why isn't that happening?
Well, those are two different things, but I see where you're going. But some of those people that are just hawking stuff like the Alex Jones guy with conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook, I don't know if that stuff really should be out there anyways, but that's just my personal take. The Iowa State Patrol, they wrote a big ticket this week after clocking a white Ferrari 488 Spider doing 137 miles per hour. You know you're going to get pulled over, right? The driver did have an excuse, though, which is good. You need to have something, but it wasn't that good. A lady, told the officer, oh, I thought I was only doing about 100 or so right through there. Yeah, that didn't work. She got a huge ticket, $335. And our final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, a lady in Austin, Texas, was walking home from a bar on Saturday. Okay, so far, smart, right? Not drinking and driving, doing the right thing, getting home in a safe manner. But I guess she wanted to prove to her friends, listen, I look good in these heels and I can run in them too. So she broke into a full-on sprint. And this is where it gets bad. She didn't look, and she ran through an intersection.
Ooh.
Yeah, she got nailed by an SUV, ended up needing surgery to stop a brain bleed, and the driver that hit her took off. So obviously that driver probably was under something too. A big hit and run. I just, yeah, I mean, come on. That, all around, that was just a terribly, terrible, dumb situation. You can check these stories out, your Dummy of the Day, at RadioNowIndy.com.